everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson, the very first of our levels, the very basic, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lesson is titled You First.
You First.
You First.
Yeah, this lesson, it's about all etiquette, about eating, you know, mm-hmm. how Latinos, we do this, actually. And today, keyword is enfría.
Enfría. All right, so that's our keyword today, enfría.
Yes, we're going to explain a little bit more about this word.
All right, so before we explain it, why don't we listen to our dialogue three times, and then we'll be back.
Dialogue, first time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
Second time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
Third time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
All right, we're back. So now why don't we start with the line-by-line translation.
Empieza o se enfría.
Start or it gets cold.
Empieza o se enfría.
Start or it gets cold.
Empieza o se enfría. No, tú primero.
No, you first.
No, tú primero.
No, you first.
No, tú primero. No, tú.
No, you.
No, tú.
No, you.
No, tú. Está bien.
Fine.
Está bien.
Okay.
Está bien. Provecho.
Bon appetit.
Provecho.
Enjoy your meal.
Provecho.
All right. So interesting how they're fighting. So who starts eating first, right?
I know. That's
very, very educated.
I think it's kind of very Latino. In Mexico, we do this a lot.
I think that's one of the main things of Hispanics is that they prefer to be over-educated, like too polite or mm-hmm. rather than not. Because, you know, we get in trouble a lot when we're kids if we're not
polite. Exactly. That's true.
All right. So why don't we start from the beginning?
Empieza o se enfría.
All right. So we have empieza. This is the verb to empezar, mm-hmm. to begin, right?
Empezar.
Empezar. So the verb is empezar, but we're using empieza. This is an imperative verb, right? It's a command. Mm-hmm. Start. You
yes.
don't need anything before it. Just start. Start
tú
eating.
Empieza.
Tú empieza, right?
That's right.
Then we have or. Right.
O,
very easy. Se enfría.
Yes. Remember that we said this is our key word, enfría, but the verb here is enfriarse.
Enfriarse, that's right. So something gets cold, mm-hmm. right? Now, why do we say enfriarse?
Well, it's a reflexive verb, and we use the reflexive verb because the action, it's on the object,
right,
which is the food or the soup.
Exactly. So the soup will get cold. La sopa se enfría,
mm-hmm.
right? What if I'm cold?
Oh, me enfrío.
This is reflexive because the action is on the object.
That's right.
All right, so then what happened?
No, tú primero.
No, tú. This is the pronoun you.
Tú.
Tú primero. You first.
Primero.
Primero, first. No, you first.
No, tú.
Okay, so now they're having this back and forth argument.
Yes.
No, you.
No, tú.
Tú. No, tú. Right?
No, tú.
All right, and then finally one of them gives in and...
Está bien.
Fine, está bien. So consider this as a phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we take it apart, of course, we have the verb to be, estar, mm-hmm. bien, good. So to be good. But we just use this as a phrase to say fine, okay, it's fine.
Yes, está bien.
So you can agree with somebody, right? Hey, do you want to go to the movies tonight?
Está bien.
Okay. And then the phrase that we all use before we start eating any meal?
Provecho.
Provecho. So this is something that it's like enjoy your meal, mm-hmm. right? So provecho can come from the verb aprovechar,
mm-hmm.
to take advantage or to get the most out of something. So that's basically what they're saying. Get the most out of your meal. Enjoy it as much as you can.
Exactly.
Provecho.
And you can say provecho, but sometimes people say buen provecho.
Buen provecho. That's very common.
Yeah. Yes, and buen provecho, it means also like enjoy a lot, you mm-hmm. know, enjoy it good, but obviously
right.
you cannot translate it, but yeah, you can say provecho or buen provecho.
Very good. All right, so we've taken a look at all the words now. Why don't we listen to our dialogue three more times and then we'll be back.
Dialogue, first time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
Second time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
Third time.
Empieza o se enfría.
No, tú primero.
No, tú.
Está bien.
Provecho.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about this protocol that we have at the table, especially in Latin American countries. What are some of the things that we always do or that we don't do, for example?
Well, one thing that we always do is we wait for everyone to be seated so you can start eating.
Right.
That's one. And also you wait that everybody is served so you can begin, you know? So if someone is taking like long, you just wait. Doesn't matter. And if you start, it's because they tell you, no, go ahead, start. It's gonna get cold. So that's why this dialogue is great, because they always say that. Empieza que se enfría.
Yeah.
Empieza que se enfría.
Because like we said, it's so polite that you always want to do this, but then people are like, no, just start eating. It's gonna get cold.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Right?
And then we have, you know, the typical Latino families. The mom, it's always like going around serving people.
Right, right. She always sits at the far end of the table, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then what about who gets served first usually?
The guy, the father.
The father, right?
Yeah.
The father of the family gets, and he always gets like the bigger piece of chicken or like the leg or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes they cook like different things, and the big thing or whatever, the good thing, you are gonna like grab it and they're like, no. They even hit your hand, you know, they slap the hand and they're like, no, that's for your dad. It's para tu papá.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Also, like the word that we saw, provecho or buen provecho. Sometimes when people walk into maybe a small restaurant and you're eating, the person that just walked in, they will say buen provecho while you're eating, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a polite way of saying, you know, enjoy your meal.
Exactly. And you don't even know this person.
Right. You don't even know him. And they're saying like, enjoy your meal.
Exactly.
It's very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of insight on table protocol and for Latinos. But if you have any questions or comments, please visit our website at SpanishPod.com. This is our newbie lesson. So this one is free. So if you are listening from iTunes, be sure to visit our website, sign up for your 7-day free trial, and you can have access to all our lessons and all our extra content, right?
That's right.
All right. So we'll see you guys there.
Hasta luego.
Bye.